जय राधा माधव जय बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चरी यमुना तीर बन चरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 भैया, जाऊ जी का भैया, कृष्ण कन्हैया, कृष्ण कन्हैया, जाऊ जी का भैया, जाऊ जी का भैया, कृष्ण कन्हैया, कृष्ण कन्हैया, बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम, कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम, कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम, कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम, श्री श्री गौर निधा, गौर निधा, श्री श्री गौर निधा, प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद, प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद, प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद, नितय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल, हरि हरि बोल। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, बलराम की जय, बलराम पूर्णिमा महोत्सव की जय, प्रभुपाद की जय, ऑल गौरिष्ठ असेंबल डिवोटीज, गौर प्रेमानंदे। My greetings of Gaur Purnima Mahotsav to you all. You may accept my greetings. Gauranga. What happened? Gauranga! Some sign of life. Something to inspire me. Hari Hari. Dina Bandhu Prabhu Ki. He is a naturally a devotee of Balaram, Krishna Balaram. So when he recites glories of Krishna Balaram, especially Balaram, they are so sweet and natural and relishing. I think like this. Dinabandhu is our ISKCON's panda. Panda also meaning pandit, in fact. Panda word comes from pandit. Pandit means learned. So Dinabandhu is panda and pandit, and he takes devotees on tour of Braja Mandal, Vrindavan, and sharing pastimes of Krishna Balaram. So this is a second nature. I'm just a visitor, and I'm just struggling to be devotee of Balaram. So please pray for me so that I could say something worthwhile, some glories of Balaram. Nayam atma na balahine na labhya. It's a saying like this, I don't know, I just came to my mind. Nayam atma. Atma or Paramatma, or in present context, in fact, Balaram. No, I am Atma. Balahinena labhyaha. One who is without bala, balahin, ballless, powerless, he cannot attain or realize I am Atma. Atma cannot be, Paramatma cannot be realized by those who are powerless. Okay, do some kasrat karo, do some wrestling or exercises and become balavan. Like that they give interpretation. Oh, you are balahin. Become balavan. How? So that's a nonsense interpretation. That without bal, you cannot realize Atma or Paramatma. In fact, the balahin here in this context is Balaram. Without bal means without Balaram. Balaram cannot be realized without Balaram's whatever bal or strength, including buddhi bal. So we pray. I was praying to you, or that you please pray for me. So we could all pray, including myself. Just pray to Balaram so that he gives us spiritual strength. And dadami buddhi yogam, give us buddhi, the intelligence. Mam upayantite, so that we could attain him, realize him.
Where is my Bhagavatam? This is the Bhagavatam. Here? Okay.
I also said, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I was not sure whether I should say or not say. But that Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya means our obeisances to who? Son of Vasudev is Vasudev. Why is Vasudev called Vasudev? Because he is son of Vasudev. So normally we think Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Oh, that's Krishna. We are offering our obeisances unto Krishna. But is Krishna the only Vasudev? By these definitions, son of Krishna is son of Vasudev is Vasudev. So Vasudev had not only Krishna as his son, but Balaram also. So when we chant this prayer, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, we are offering our obeisances unto Krishna as well as Balaram. Just remember that. So then I thought, let's offer this prayer, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Well, then we did go through that. Krishna Kanaya, Daujika Bhaiya, Krishna Kanaya. So that was also relevant. The way to chant glories of Balaram, Krishna Kanaya. Well, then I also was thinking, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. I don't know any song or bhajan of Balaram to sing at the beginning of the talk on Balaram. So then we chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that is also certainly most relevant for this occasion of Balaram's appearance, because that Ram in Hare Krishna Mahamantra is, who is that Ram? Who is that Ram? That's Balaram. You may say Krishna, but Krishna is Balaram, that we'll be talking about. Hari Hari. So Hare Krishna and Hare Ram. So this is Krishna and Balaram. Ram. Or when they say the mantra a little differently, they say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Radhe, Radhe. Huh? Okay, now I... Ram. Radha, Raman. Raman, Radha. So one is Krishna, one is Raman. And this Raman is Balaram. Krishna also, Balaram also. Hari Hari. Because both of them were doing Raman in Raman Reti, right? We are in Raman Reti right now. The address of this temple, Krishna Balaram temple, is Raman Reti, Vrindavan. We can't say UP, because Vrindavan is not in UP. It's another subject matter. But Raman, Raman. Okay, I'm So I'll just turn to Hari. So first Balaram appeared, right? Then Krishna appeared. That is also said, no? Putran prashushuve chasto kanya chaiva anuvatsaram. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 1. Devaki was giving birth, she gave birth to 8 children, 1 child per year. So Krishna was going to be the 8th child, and Balaram was the 7th one. So Krishna had not appeared yet, he is up there in Golok. Goloka eva nimasati akhilatma bhuto. So there, in Golok, Krishna said, Gacha devi vrajam bhadre gopa gopi bhir alankritam. Krishna is addressing evolve. Yoga Maya. Yoga Nidra is around. Hari Hari. So Krishna said, addressed to Yoga Maya, Yoga Maya! Yes, sir. I have assignment for you. What is it? Go to Vrindavan. And Krishna immediately said, which Vrindavan? What kind of Vrindavan? Gopa gopi bhir alankritam. That beautiful Vrindavan, or Vrindavan which is beautified because of the presence of gopas and gopis. Gopa gopir alankritam. To that Vrindavan you go. Okay. Tathastu. I will go. What is my assignment? And Krishna said, he's saying up there in the Golok, Rohini Vasudevasya Bharya Aste Nandagokule. Well, there's more to that. Anyasya kamsa samvignaha vivareshu vasantihi. Vasudev has many wives. And of course, Devaki is with him in the prison house. But anya, the others, they are in anyasthaneshu, and other places. And specially mentioned Rohini. Rohini these days, she is residing in Gokul. Okay, so why are you telling me all this? Or Rohini is all the queens of Vasudeva residing, or they are kind of, they are safekeeping for safety reasons. They have been, you stay here, you stay there. And I'll go faster. Devakya jathare garbham seshakhyam dhama mamakam. And Krishna said further, seshakhyam nama dhama mamakam dhama. My dham, he says. In Devaki's womb, the 7th child is there right now. And who is that? Seshakhyam. His name is Shesh, Anand Shesh. So what I had to do? Tat sannikrishya rohinya udare sannivesaya. So you go there and you go, this technology doesn't exist. We are transplantation and this plantation, that plantation, kidney plantation. But this kind of womb plantation, womb transplantation, from one womb to another womb, transfer the child from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. This technology doesn't exist. But it existed, and even then and eternally in the spiritual sky. Spiritual sky is way ahead of this mundane scientist down here in this material world. Okay, so that was the assignment for Yogamaya. And then and there, Krishna also is kind of Garbha Shankarshanatam Vai Prahu Shankarshanam Bhuvi Rameti Lokaramanat Balam Balavat Shruyat Tat Shruyat. In fact, after Krishna's and Balaram's appearance day, Garga Muni is going to be traveling to Gokul and conduct name-giving ceremony. But Krishna is already naming that child that you'll be transferring to Rohini's womb. Name of that child will be Shankarshan and Balaram and Ram. He has already done the name-giving ceremony before even the child is born. So we do not have details of Krishna's birthdays, celebrations in Bhagavatam. There's one word or one sentence, then he was born. Pogya finished. But kindly, Gargacharya, Garga Muni, he has shared description. He was present, right? He was right there in Mathura, Vrindavan those days. So he has kindly, in his Garga Sanhita, where Krishna's birthday and other pastimes he has described. So who would like to share, if I succeed with this? Haribol. I may be needing help. I'm not familiar with this thing. Oops. So this is Garga Uvacha. No, he's not saying, but he's writing. Gargacharya is writing. You'd like to hear? You have interest?
Yes.
You have keen interest? And you have faith in Gargacharya's words? These are not my words. You may not have faith in me, but you better have faith in Gargacharya. Devakyaha saptame garbhe. He's also talking. Well, I just remembered something. That the Krishna seemed to be kind of, you want to hurry up. He is in Golok, but he is in hurry to come down and enter the womb of Devaki and soon take birth. So hence he is also asking his Yogama, you hurry up, you vacate that womb. Make room for me. I am standing in the queue. But unless Balaram is out of there, I cannot get in there. So please rush and transfer, and I will be the next one. So, Saptamo Garbhe. Vrajam pranihite rohinyam anante yogamayaya. So this Anant Sheshakyam, he has been transferred to Rohini's womb. Aho garbaha kva vigata iti uchur mathura janaha. Gargacharya is writing. As the child was transferred or shifted, relocated, there's a big wonder. Mathura was his, what happened to this seventh child? Kva gataha? Where did he go? Uchur Mathura janaha. Of course, the rumor also was spread that miscarriage happened. So there, as Balaram was ready to make his appearance on this day, some 5,000 years ago, 5,000 plus, few hundred plus some years ago, Sureshu Varsatsu Su Pushpa Varsha Varsham. So the demigods have arrived. As they had arrived in Mathura Mandal before Krishna's appearance this time, Balaram is going to be appearing in Gokul. Gokul, Balaram's birthplace. Gokul. When you go to Nanda Bhavan, those pandas, they remind you, Balaram's birthplace, So demigods are doing su pushpam varsham. They are showering flowers. Ghaneshu munchatsu cha varibindum. And the clouds have arrived. This rainy season time. Clouds are ready to go, and that time the clouds have arrived. And varibindum, they are dropping some raindrops. A little rain is there. Nando api kurvan shishujata karma. Ananda Maharaja's child has appeared. He did the jata karma, the samskar, the first one. As a child takes birth, that is called jata karma. And dadau dvijabhyo niyutam gavam cha. And he has given lots of cows in as gifts to the brahmanas. Gopan samahuya. The gopas have assembled in big number. Sugayakanam. They're all singing. Maybe they're singing. Suswagatam Balaram. Suswagatam Balaram. Suswagatam Balaram. Now that's enough, finished. Don't get the instruments ready. So they're chanting different chants and songs and glorifying Balaram, welcoming Balaram. Sarveir Mahamangalam Atanoti, and by their chanting, there is all auspiciousness spread all around. Dvaipayano Devala Devarata Vashishtha Mayacha. And there appear Dvaipav, Vyasadeva has appeared. Devala, Devarata, Vashishtha. Me too, I also was there. This is Narad Muni talking, this is Maya. Me too, I was also there. Narad Muni is sharing this. He's a speaker here of this narration. Agatya tatraiva samasthito. And as we arrived, there was a big welcome by Nanda Maharaj. Nandaha kratai prasannaha. And they pleased us. Nanda Maharaj pleased us with all hospitality and foot bathing and garlanding, and asans were offered and some water to drink at least, as part of the reception. Sri Nanda Uvacha, and then Nanda Maharaj addressed those assembled sages, headed by Srila Vyasadeva. And Nanda Maharaj says, Sundaro Balako Ayam Nadrasyo Yat Samaha Kwachit. Oh! The beautiful, beautiful boy has taken birth. I had never ever seen any child beautiful like this one. Tanme Bruhi Mahamune. But we are wondering, who is he? Where did he come from? He wasn't in the womb of Devaki for very long. I think if I am correct, that is what he is saying. Katham panchadinat jatas. He was there only for 5 days. And then he appeared. No child takes birth within 5 days, being in womb for 5 days, but this child appeared within 5 days. And we don't know the origin, the source of this child. This is all mysterious thing. And this has become talk of the town of Gokul. Everyone is wondering, where is this? Has this child come from? So please, Bruhi, please explain, please clarify. Sri Vyasa Uvacha, meaning what? Vyas, what is the meaning? Vyas said, just something for you to think about and stay awake also. Oh, Bhagyam tu te Nanda. Shishu Seshaha Sanatanaha. Oh, you are very fortunate. The child that you are talking about is Seshaha Anantaha. And is Sanatanaha. You understand, right? There's no need of translation. We should be ready or come to that kind of level of understanding. So there's no need of translation of Ananta and Sanatana. And something cannot be translated, as Dinabandh said, Musal. And when you translate, you really lose a lot of meaning or deeper meaning of that. Bhagwan doesn't mean God. Bhagwan is Bhagwan. You cannot say Bhagavan, God, and finish. Oh, yeah. Translation of Bhagavan is God. When you say Bhagavan, you understand so much. Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Virya. That word itself, the name itself, Bhagavan itself says everything about Bhagavan. You cannot say as God. Like that. So Vyasadeva says, the Sesha has appeared. He's Sanatan. Devakyam, and he's clarifying. Devakyam Vasudevasya Jato Ayam Mathura Pure. He had appeared first in Mathura as a child of Vasudeva Devaki, and he has been Krishna Chaya Tad Udarat. You could understand now here what Krishna had asked Yogamaya to do. So that is what Srila Vyasadeva is explaining. Krishna Chaya Tad Udarat. This was a desire of Krishna, an instruction also. Pranito Rohinyam Rohinim Shubham, that he was transferred from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. Oh, now we understand. Thank you. Tad darshanartham prapto aham. And then on behalf of all the assembled rishis and munis, then I don't have to say sages and mendicants. Srila Vyasadeva said, you know, we have come here for nothing. You know this, we have come to take darshan of that child. Darshanartham, darshanartham. Artha, anartha. Prabhupada, useless now. Dhinabandhu was talking about artha, artha, anartha. But darshanartham, we have come here to take darshan of that child. Tasmatvam darshaya asmakam. So please, give us darshan. Give darshan to all of us of that child. Shishu rupam parat param. We are expecting the beauty, the form, externally form, excellent beauty of that child. Please hurry up. Let's go. Please bring us to the child. Sri Narada Vacha, he's giving running commentary. He comes on the scene. Atha nandaha shishum vesham darshayama asa vismidaha prankhya sthitam. Okay, so they all go where the child was. And where was the child? He was in a cradle, in a palna, decorated, you know, beautifully decorated. And as they saw the child, Vismita, they were amazed. Hari, I mean, we should also be getting amazed, right? If we are following the description here, then, or in fact, this narration is giving us or making us part of that birthday, the first birthday. Now this is the 5,000th birthday, or that is the first birthday. We are being given a tour of that day and description of that day. So as we read, we should be thinking, I'm there. Where is Balaram now? Where is Balaram? If you are there, are you seeing him? Why not? This Garga Sanghita is showing us Balaram. And as they were amazed to see that Shishu, the child, Natva Satyavati Sutaha, what did all of them do? They all offered their obeisances, Dandat Pranam, to Jai Balaram. Well, at least in our minds, we could be offering our obeisances, right? That's the right thing to do. If we are becoming Balaram conscious. Devadhideva Bhagavan, Sri Uvaj. Now, they have seen the child, offered him obeisances. Now they're offering prayers. Devadhideva Bhagavan, Kamapalo Namostute. They're not only offered physically their dandvat or pranams, but now they're also saying that we offer our obeisances unto you, Balaram. Krishna jinka Balaram jinka naam hai, Gokul jinka dham hai, I say Sri Bhagavan ko mere kya, what, barambar pranam hai. So he is, the other thing, you are Bhagavan, and what kind of Bhagavan? Devadi Dev, you are God of gods. Ishwar of Ishwar, we are Parameshwar. Namo Anantaya Sheshaya, you are Ananta Shesh. Sakshat Ramayate Namaha, and you are Ram, you are Balaram. Please accept our obeisances. Sahasra Shirashe Nityaya Namaha Shankarshanaya cha. Hari Hari Bol. Get up. I'm trying to kind of shout, say it louder so that to disturb you. Some of you. Others are undisturbed, but some need to be disturbed. So, Shravana Matraina, just by hearing, we could be realizing Krishna or Balaram. But if we do not hear, we miss the bus, right? We miss everything. Jai Balaram. So, Sahasra Shirashe Nityaya Nityam. So you are, what kind of Balaram you are? Are you a Balaram? Sahasra Shirashe. What does that mean? 1,000. Sahasra Vadan. One with the 1,000 mouths. 1,000 hoods. Sahasra Vadan. Namaha Shankarshanaya cha. Halayudha. Haldhar. Balaram is Haladhar. Venudhar, Giridhar. Krishna is holding this, that, and he becomes Giridhar, Venudhar. And Balaram, what is he holding? Holder of what? Haladhar. Dinabandhu was talking about Haladhar. Halayudha. And you use that hull also as ayudh, as a weapon. Pahima Purushottama. What is Pahima? Pahima. 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 Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava. What? Pahima. Prakshama. Again, we have to learn some of these terms or some of these terms. So, Pahima. Well, Vyasadeva is saying, should we also be saying this, or no need for us to? We are okay. Huh? Are you okay? If you are okay, then you don't have to say Pahima. But if you are in trouble, as Prabhupada said, you know, now I have given you Krishna Balaram, and you could approach him and say, sir, I'm in trouble. Please help. It's Pahima. Pahima. Could you say? Pahima. Pahima. Purushottama. Purushottama Pahima. And like that, they have offered lots of prayers. Kalindi Bhedanayo Asitvam. And you could see, I just thought came to my mind, he has not even appeared, and Vasudev, Vyasadeva, he's already talking of, you will be doing this, you will be holding this weapon, that weapon. So Kalindi Bhedano Asitvam. One day you will be on the banks of Kalindi wanting to perform rasa dance. And you would be interested, of course, Jamuna Tira Banachari. Do your wanderings or dance right on the bank of the river. But Jamuna is kind of at distance, and you are not happy about it. And then you would use your hull and, you, Jamuna, you rascal. And you'll be dragging her, what is that place? Ramgarh. Rohini Nanda, Jaya Rama Ghata Jaya, Rohini Nanda, Jaya Rama Ghata, is a Ram Ghata. There are so many ghats. One of the very famous ghats on the banks of Jamuna is Ram Ghat. This is named after Balaram. And this is where he performed his rasa dance pastimes one time. I'll say that a little later. So, Braja Mandala Mandanaha. And by your appearance and performances of many pastimes, you'll be enhancing the beauty of Braj. And like that, Duryodhana Guruhu Sakshat. I'm just skipping. Lots of glories here. You are Duryodhana Guru. Not you are, but you will be. ये विल बी दुर्योधन गुरु. ये जस्ट बोर्न टुडे, टुक बर्थ टुडे. But he's talking about his pastime, Balaram's pastimes. That Kaliyadha pastimes, the day the Kaliyadha pastime, the Kaliyadhaman pastime took place, that also was Balaram's birthday. Kaliyadha is not far from here. And that day, Balaram had not accompanied Krishna and the coward boys. He was kept behind by Yashoda and Rohini. Today is vacation for you. Today is your birthday. So there are festivities all day long. So many nice bhoga offerings and bathing and abhishek and dressing was all happening in Nandagram. So Krishna was just few years, maybe 6-7 years old, and Balaram was. And it was a birthday, so Balaram had stayed behind. And Krishna was by himself with the coward boys. Just to remind you that they were celebrating Balaram's birthdays during the manifest pastimes of Balaram and Krishna. And whenever Balaram is not around, what happens? Krishna gets into trouble. And there was lots of trouble that day because Balaram was not around. And this happened several times, we know, from pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. Pahi Pahi Prabhu Jagat. And Balam Balam Parikramya Shatam Pranamyatai. And finally, they had to stop somewhere, right? At some time. So they did parikrama of Balaram. Yani kani cha papani brahmatya nikani cha pradakshina pade pade. They did parikrama of Balaram. And natva, again, offering obeisances. Satyavati suto yayo. Satyavati sut, that is Vyasadev. Along with all assembled sages departed. And that is how the first birthday was celebrated in Gokul. Gokul Dham ki. Balaram ki. Then I was gonna end it. Let's see how much time I have. But our Krishna Balaram ki. His birthday is in month of April. In 1975, Srila Prabhupada, at the request of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna and Balaram appeared here on Ram Navami. In fact, that was Ram Navami of 1975, and I wasn't there when Balaram appeared in Gokul some 5,000 years ago. But when this Krishna Balaram appeared, I was there. Anyone else?
Maybe you were there
Can't say. How do you know? So that was quite a celebration, appearance of Krishna and Balaram, which we witnessed. And as he was appearing, or he has appeared, as the sages were offering their prayers and worship of Balaram, for us, Srila Prabhupada was offering. Yeah, he offered arati and prayers, and we were fortunate to attend, to be present during appearance of Krishna and Balaram.
Is he appearing today again?
Sri Krishna Balaram ki. Yeah. They appear at every moment. They are appearing. Today they have appeared, they are here. Take note. The Lords, those playing their pastimes right around here as part of their Nitya Leela, eternal pastimes. Their eternal pastime, Nitya Leela, and then Prakat Leela. Well, I want to say this, that Prakat Leela also started as Krishna and Balaram appeared here in 1975 on Ram Navami Day. Then our Krishna Balaram's Prakat Leela began. And we are allowed to be part of that manifest or Prakat Leela pastimes of Sri Krishna Balaram ki. Yeah, giving us opportunity to serve and do everything for them. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mama eva yashasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me. Well, I mean, we have come to Vrindavan. We wish to enter Krishna Balaram's Nitya Leela pastimes, their eternal pastimes. But prior to that, or in order for us to become eligible so that we could enter, Srila Prabhupada has made this provision by giving us or making Krishna and Balaram manifest here and do their prakatikaran, and then we are brought from all over Prabhupada's mercy. We are made Bhagyavan, Brahmanda Bhamite Kona Bhagyavan Ajeev. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Abhish. And Prabhupada introduced us to Krishna in service of Krishna Balaram, and then he asked us to do this Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakta Madhyazi. I was reminded, I was given sannyas right here in the courtyard of Krishna Balaram temple in December of 1975. And after we took sannyas, Sridhar Swami and Prithu Putra Swami and also Loknath Swami. So then Prabhupada, we went to Prabhupada in his quarter, and we were asking for names for us, any changes in our names, or what would be our names? Prabhupada said, add Swami to your names. These days we get some fancy name, but Prabhupada simplified, add Swami to your name. And any special instructions? And Prabhupada said, this is when Prabhupada said, or one time, what he said to us, he was going to say, and to introduce what he was going to say, Prabhupada said, we follow four regulative principles. Prabhupada. So devotees were expecting, oh, Prabhupada is going to say, what? No meat eating, no intoxication. We were expecting, or those who were present, we follow four regulative principles. But one time Prabhupada said we follow four regulative principles, and then he said, one, manmana, two, bhava madhbhakta, three, madhyasi, four, mam namaskuru. Four regulative principles. So while we were taking sannyasana, Prabhupada also gave us this instruction. Any special instruction, Srila Prabhupada? And he said, manmana bho madbhakto madhyasi mam namaskuru. So I think that is what we had to do, follow these instructions. There are Krishna's instructions, then Prabhupada repeated those instructions. So for the pleasure or in service of Krishna and Balaram, how much time do I have?
10:15, we're starting the RP.
So is it?
Yeah? 10 minutes.
Huh?
10 minutes,
yes. Hari. During Abhishek. So Krishna, I don't know what. So many things to say. I wish I had 1,000 mouths.
We need 1,000 ears.
But lucky, unlucky me, I have only one mouth. Sarvavatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. Talking a little bit of tattva, Balaram tattva. Lord has to be understood tattvataha. Janma karma chamei divyam evam yo vyati tatvadaha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti maameti. And na kara alas. Siddhanta baliya na kara alas. Talking of Siddhanta, talking of tattva, don't be lazy. Be enthusiastic. Repeat Siddhanta or Tattva over again and again and again. Haribo. Because sleeping is going on. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, where Krishnadas Kaviraj is talking about Pancha Tattva. Tattva of the Pancha Tattva. Pancha Tattva. Then after talking of Gaura Tattva, then he's talking of Nityanand Tattva. He has reached chapter 5th. And there he says, Sarvavatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. We wish we had just understood what was read, no need of translation. And it is beautifully meaningfully said by Krishnadas Kaviraj. Krishna Sarvavatari Swayam Bhagavan Tahar Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. Tahar is Krishna, Krishner, Krishna's Dvitiya Deha Balaram. He is another body, is another form. Krishna's another form is? Krishna's another form is? Swayam Bhagavan, he has two forms. In Vrindavan, he appears in two forms. One is Krishna form, other one is Balaram form. Sahi Krishna Navadvipe Chaitanya Chandra. Sahi Krishna, same Krishna in Navadvip appears as Chaitanya Chandra. And Sahi Balaram, same Balaram, Sange Sri Nityanand, he appears as Nityanand in Navadvip or in Gaurdesh. While he was, during that day, Krishna Balaram appeared, deity installation took place. Prabhupada also made this point. Yes, Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nithai, on the same altar here. And he said, I want to make a point, or get this message across, that Krishna Balaram are non-different from Gaur Nithai. Krishna on this altar, the Krishna Balaram altar is Gauranga. And Balaram on this altar in the middle is Nityananda. Gauranga. Gauranga. Nityananda. Nityananda. So this goes on in Navadvip. And what goes on in Vrindavan? Krishna Kanaya. Dauji ka bhaiya,
Krishna
Kanaiya. Dauji ka bhaiya,
Krishna
Kanaiya. So they are one and the same. Hari Hari. It is said, I can't tell you where it is said, but it is said that from right side of Krishna, Balaram appeared. And from left side of Krishna, who appeared? Balaram. So these two are two appearances of Krishna. And they are non-different from Krishna. Balaram is non-different from Krishna, and Radharani is non-different from Krishna. And talking of Braj, these are the three personalities, in fact. They're top, and there's no one equal. Mattaha parataram. Nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. And then I was thinking, and I think my thought is philosophically correct also. I had talked about this earlier, that the Mahamantra that we sing, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. These three personalities of Braj, Vrindavan, Dhamaki, they are mentioned in Mahamantra. Hare is Radha, Krishna is Krishna, and Ram is Balaram. Hari Hari. So as Gauranga, Nityanand Prabhu, they are one and the same. And glory of one is the glory of the other one also. So in the very beginning of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he chants this prayer, Ajanu Lambita Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalayataksho Vishvambharo Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro Avataro. You are listening to this? Oh, oh, oh. Why this oh, oh? Avataro Krishna. What else? Ajanu Lambita Bhujo. How? What for? How? Because this prayer is talking about or addressed to two personalities, Gauranga and Nityananda. In the same breath, we could say. In the same breath, Gauranga and Nityananda. Same prayer. One prayer for glorification of Gauranga and Nityananda, because they are not two, they are one. In the prayer, the au au is there mentioned, but they are one and the same. So likewise, to wind up, it is there, in Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 38, 10th canto. When Akrur went to Vrindavan from Mathura, went to Vrindavan means which Vrindavan did he go to? Did he come to Lohi Bazar Vrindavan? No, of course not. He went to Nandagram. So, riding in the chariot, he had gone and he was anticipating darshan of Haribol, Krishna and Balaram. Okay? Yeah. So as he arrived, Krishna and Balaram were right there. They're right here. Krishna Balaram, okay? Yeah. Gaur Premanande! Srila Prabhupada ki! Balaram Purnima Mahotsava ki! Yeah.